This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get to the College Football Corner in just a minute as well.
Cocoa Cups.
It's all yours.
It's a jam right there. You remember all of them?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Go for it.
Oh, no. I got to have the beat with the two. Hmm. There was Linda Felicia. He messed with a girl named Inez.
Hey, man. International flavor.
Inez probably fine.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, that was always a great the DMX and Cisco just never quite messed with me.
I do. Oh, sure. Yeah. Fair. Understood. I do always love this. There's a variety of different songs where they just start listing names.
Yes.
And then they'll throw in a random one sometimes. Yeah. Too. It's like, oh, that's kind of an old-timey name. You say Beatrice?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Whatever.
Yeah.
Not here to judge.
Yeah, Beatrice. That's like, you got to, like, that's, and then like, wasn't that
also
Cinderella's stepsister or something?
Maybe. Cinderella?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be one of the evil stepsisters.
Yeah, one of the evil stepsisters.
There's also every single one, there's a Keisha.
Yes.
You can count on that.
Keisha, yeah.
Keisha's going to be named.
Yeah, man.
She's in there.
Yeah, but usually, you know, when Beatrice, like, you got to be an outstanding looking person to name Beatrice, I would think. I would think.
Yeah, or like you were, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, beauty doesn't, you can be old and beautiful as well, but like, you're probably somebody's grandma.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got some hard candies in the
Beatrice
in the pocket.
Did you bring? Oh, dude, that's stuck together.
That's
yeah.
What you got.
Yeah. You had a sister for a grandma. Did she have them candy jars with that bottom that had that hard ass bottom candy?
Yeah, she had a candy jar, like the little crystal one.
Yeah, the little crystal one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had one with that. Oh god, with it was the peppermint looking candy, but it wasn't peppermint white candy. Oh god, it'll come to me in a second. But yeah, the bottom of the cookie jar is just hard. I mean, the candy jar hard as hell.
Yeah, I mean, they always had the peppermint candies. There was always the strawberry ones. And then the butterscotch.
The butterscotch. Yeah. That was the worst candy. Well, like I put that.
They're all bad.
No, I love this peppermint. Grandma peppermint. I don't know why it's hit different out of grandma pocketbook for some whatever reason. But no. Butterscotch, and then why am I blanking right now?
Like Tic-Tacs?
Candy corn.
Oh, God.
Yeah, those are the worst two candies ever
those
made.
Those are the worst candies.
The worst two candies ever made.
Yep, yeah. It's true.
And black licorice.
Also bad. You know who really likes black licorice?
Ooh.
My mom.
Really?
Don't know why. Yeah, she loves it.
That's awful.
Crazy. I know.
It's awful.
It's an awful flavor. I don't even like looking at it.
It's awful.
I know. I agree 100%. Let's get to a College Football Corner.
What up, B? Who you call? Oh, you prefer stress.
You have to.
Stress. Beatrice.
Apologies to all the Beatrice listening. Old-timey names are coming back,
though. Thanks, Abe. we found a Beatrice. She was in Cinderella 2.
Oh, Cinderella 2. That's what you were thinking of.
No, I really wasn't. thanks, Abe.
That's what you were thinking of.
Yeah.
The sequel never quite as good as the first. True in many movies. Also, unfortunately, true this weekend in college football. Last week, week one, had so many great matchups.
Yes.
Three top 10 matchups. Now, I'm not complaining. It's college football. We're excited that it's back. But they stacked all the great matchups in week one. And this week, I think there's one ranked matchup.
Yes.
You got Oklahoma and Michigan. That's where, and that's a fun one.
That's where our game day is down there at Norman. As you know, we talked about their quarterback. But, I mean, this young boy in Michigan, man, he looked good, Andy. He looked really good.
Yeah, Bryce Underwood
was really good. He looked good.
Definitely impressive in that first game. Now, I will say this.
What's that?
And I hope this continues to be true for a variety of reasons. It's nice when you can hand it to a guy like Justice Haynes.
He goes nuts.
Yeah,
I talked to V. When did Mindy McVaughn talk? We talked Monday. And I was just congratulating. He's like, he's happy. He's healthy.
Yeah, he's playing.
Yeah. And I think that's more important than anything. But, watching Nephew just run the way he did. I know it's New Mexico, whatever. But, I think the thing with Oklahoma, Venables, we know defense is where he is right now. And he has a young quarterback with his own coordinator. But game day being there just lets you know that they ain't no good games this weekend.
And, again, Michigan being 15th ranked, Oklahoma being 18th ranked. Who knows? Like, maybe a couple weeks
Iowa
from
State,
now.
Iowa. We talked about games yesterday.
Yeah, yep. That'll be another good one. Let's do Michigan, Oklahoma just for another minute.
Okay.
Because I do think that Underwood definitely looked really good in that first game. If he goes on the road and does that against Oklahoma, and they're 2-0, and that's a national stage, maybe they start to get a little – because they've got a good roster.
They do.
They just have a really young offense.
And then, with the whole thing with Sharon with their head coach and him being suspended with next week,
He will be suspended. Not for this one.
No, he can't be suspended for this one.
For the next one.
Yeah. But
and then Oklahoma, too.
Where are you at with this team in Venables? Because this was one of them things where he was waiting to go back. The Oklahoma job came open. Yep. He's an alum, all these different things. He's going to bring this culture and all these different things. It just ain't happened.
Well, it was bad timing.
Because he had no quarterback.
Well, yeah, that and no they also went to the SEC.
Yes. It'd
be pretty nice if they were still in the Big 12. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, pretty tough timing to finally take that job. And then it's like, here, by the way, now you get to play every single year against Alabama and all the rest of the Georgia and the rest of these guys. I realize they don't play Georgia this year, but you know what I mean? Now it's a big year, man. Like, you get the extra patience because you're an alum.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You get that?
Yes.
But they went out and spent big in the transfer portal to get Mateer, and they brought in the offensive coordinator along with him.
Yes.
Which, by the way, we've heard some sneaky, like Steve Ballmer type stories about how some of these programs are getting around some of the restrictions on money as well, paying the OC more money to under the table give to the quarterback, which, again, college football's been doing that Ballmer stuff for decades. But no, I mean, that's the headliner, like you said. I am interested to see what happens in Eugene after kind of the back and forth between Dundee and
Lanning. I still can't believe it's
28.
20 and a half.
I can.
I think I saw that.
I can.
20 and a half.
Oklahoma State's pretty bad.
They're not bad. They don't fell off like that.
Remember last year they didn't win a game in conference.
That's right. And remember because we couldn't figure out what's wrong going on with Ollie Gordon. Remember that? We're like, what the hell's going on with this guy?
I don't know.
But, I mean, there's some good. Florida is hosting USF.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that one? Because obviously, Florida won week one. Yeah. They played Long Island, but whatever. Yeah. This is certainly more of a test.
Yeah.
South Florida had a great performance.
They had a great performance.
Boise.
And I think it's always one of those things where you get a team like South Florida with those kids that didn't get. Didn't get the chance to go to Florida, or those are always those things. With Central Florida, also when they don't play, they play against Florida State, Miami, or Florida. They it's usually always an extra chip on.
Let me say this too about that game, because Florida's got a history. It's real good. That's not a noon kick.
Okay.
Florida at home, noon kick against lesser teams has been a real issue historically.
Yeah. 4:15 kick, which means it's on SEC Network.
That's right.
Duke. I mean, Illinois going to Duke is only a field goal. Really.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's interesting.
For an 11th ranked team.
Yes. It's really interesting.
With a lot of dark horse hype preseason, it's like maybe we get more than a field goal against Duke, but maybe that's a credit to Duke.
Duke spent money on their quarterback like they're going to contend. Uh-huh. So you're like,
then they were tied with Elon at half.
They were tied with Elon in half. No disrespect to the great West Durham.
Yeah, none at all.
Elon grad.
Not at all. Even West Durham was probably like, what?
This game's tied? What are we doing right?
Interesting, we're at Arizona State going out to Mississippi State.
That one's so
It's weird
odd.
As hell.
Like,
it's weird as hell that they had a home and home with Mississippi State and Arizona State.
I don't know, because a lot of times with home and homes like that, there's some sort of tie,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Like, I don't know if there is one. one. I don't know if it's something that was scheduled a decade ago and it's just remained on the schedule.
Y'all better not go down to Stark Vegas messing around.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's all. Right. I mean, you could say one, most of them kids, and the way the transfer portal is now and these camps and kids going everywhere, you've been to more places than ever before. Well, not a lot of people went to Starkville.
No.
You ain't going to Starkville for too many things other than to ring a cowbell.
I mean, if you're not going to school there or going to a football game there to watch your team play, what are you going there for?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I got a partner that Donald Lee played tight end with me. Donald Lee was right down the street from there when he was telling me about it. And, you know, he said, I ain't going to ever tell you everything he said about the place, but he loves it.
Oh, okay.
You know,
but he played football there.
Yeah, but he went to Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, that's
Did you see the video of Arizona State trying to get ready for cowbells? And instead of piping in...
They have Will Ferrell or something?
Instead of piping in cowbell sound, they had like seven people. Just like seven assistants out there. I don't think that's how it's going to sound.
There is not a more annoying sound than that.
It's a good question or a statement. It's up there. Remember the Vuvuzela at the World Cup?
Yes.
That was pretty bad. It's different.
Because
the cowbell is so, like, intense.
The cowbell is...
The Vuvuzela was like... That was like the water torture. That was like the drip on your forehead over and over
again. Yeah, but still.
The cowbell's like a sledgehammer to your forehead.
Oh, that guy. I mean, the cowbell is the worst thing ever.
It's a bad...
Yes, it is. It is awful, especially when your child gets a hold of one. Mm. And it's just like, ding dong all day. And it's the loudest thing. And you take the little thing out of it, and then he gets pissed off or throws it because they don't make no more noise.
Somebody got my children a kazoo, which is a little...
I didn't do it.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate that. It's a little quieter than all that, but boy, does that noise get bad after a while.
Yeah.
So
I saw,
thanks to whatever grandparent did that.
You know what I saw? They were selling Bo was, you remember when I was at the game and that mom was making that noise with her cup? They're making
loud cups.
They're making those cups for that general purpose.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's why they actually make the cups and they sell it by, do you watch your child play? You're a sports mom or whatever? Then this cup is for you.
That's like the sound it makes?
Dude, it's so annoying.
I actually don't mind it as far as a crowd noise.
You're used to it by now. But when you first down, I was like, what the hell is this lady keep
going? But every time
somebody
would do something good, it'd be like, brr, brr, brr. It's not as loud as an air horn.
Okay.
It's literally a cup with a horn and the straw.
Yes.
Huh.
I was like, why does lady, she blew it after every pitch, Andy. After every pitch.
The thunder sticks, also very loud.
Not as obnoxious as thunder sticks.
And annoying. They're all bad.
Yeah.
Just clap. Clap and yell.
All right.
Clap and yell. And if you can do it naturally, like if you're one of those people that can do like the finger whistle, I always wanted to, I can't, then you do that too. But all this performance enhancer stuff, we don't need that.
It's not good for
you. Get out of here.
It's not good for sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports, Andy.
It's hurting
I'm kidding.
Hurting the game.
I'm kidding.
You're hurting the game, Mom.
Mom, right. Sit down. I struck out.
Yeah. Struck out. Don't go, wah, 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 wah. I'm walking back to the dugout, man. I'm embarrassed. All right. We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.